Where did you first learn of Nushu, these songs, these secret songs of women?
Actually, 6 years ago or 5 years ago, when I started to conceive my harp concerto for the Philadelphia Orchestra, actually, I read a beautiful story about this only existing 13 women knowing the secret language from thousands of years old history. And so I started to film them. And when I finished the 13 films, actually, seven of them already died, actually. I find this tradition is urgently needs to be protected. So that's why that story made me return to home countryside, like my hero Béla Bartók did that 100 years ago.
Did you become fascinated by the story and then decide to write this piece?
Originally, I just decided to write a concerto for the harp because a few years ago when I was conducting Philadelphia Orchestra, I was struck and so much moved by the beautiful harp playing. Then I also find harp needs to be changed in certain way. It's being always placed as the most delicate, decorational sort of instrument. Although it's very, very beautiful, but I always see the plucking instruments along with the research on the Silk Road culture. I found the plucking instruments are always dramatic, including the harp. So that's why in this piece, to write a very, very dramatic harp, to replace the harp position in the music history is my duty. I really want to make harp be so powerful and so lamently telling story, and also so much like a very, very spicy, elegant violin or piano solo on stage.
You've said music is everywhere, and sounds in nature, sounds around us, all can contribute to making music. And the harp has so much potential beyond what people think of it.
Absolutely. It's just like a lot of things around us, maybe you didn't pay much attention. I mean, our daily noise around us is so dramatic. And those dramatic noise, although you don't think it's dramatic, but actually it is dramatically affect your life. For example, when you hear sirens, when you hear ambulance, when you hear leaves, when you feel wind, when you hear the sound of hear rings, and actually you are changing. Actually, your quality of life is changing, your love mood is changing, everything is changing. And actually you need to alternating your tempo, your mind with the nature. Same thing, the orchestra, the harp, it needs to be alternated artistically all the times by thousands of cues by the composer for each piece, of course, by the conductor as a performing and reinterpreting artist. And this tonight, you find we have so many other issues which has never been discussed or had a chance to discuss since we are in the internet 80 time now. To have those sound and image play back lively through a technical system, and you need to have a new knowledge to synchronizing and to rebalance the past sound environment and the future or now sound environment together as one.
Well, and you're using the orchestra in innovative ways as well.
You know, I'm not a museum builder or anthropologist. Actually, I'm a composer. The way to find this old or to prevent this disappearing tradition is to create. Like Béla Bartók, my hero, I think why we're trying to dig in the future from the past is because there are so many good things in the past. Actually, that's why we are digging the earth for many, many things, not just the oil, but also music oil. That's for the future too, yeah.
Why do you say Béla Bartók is your hero?
I like Béla Bartók always trying to find the voice of the future, the voice of the world, the voice of the new orchestra. Sometimes they call me, I don't know, it's good and bad, they call me, oh, this is Tan Dun, it's like a Chinese Bartók. I like that. It's because I really admiring Bartók is because the folk music, not just the folk, not just stayed as a custom in your mind, but actually from a historic point of view, it's like a old river running all the time. And you really, if you paid attention trying to find out where those music came from, and they will give you a lot, actually overwhelming a lot. You cannot bear to really hold it. It's rich tradition will tell you what kind of composer, what kind of artist you should be.
Applying that to this piece, this work, you have 13 songs.
These songs mostly, all of them are always singing from a mother to the daughter. And so to me, I have to record it. Then second, I have to transpose it into the modern notation, which is very, very difficult because most of the notes you have to find in between the gaps of the two keys of the pianos. And of course, besides that, you have to really find the way actually to orchestrate it or to have the future sound to have a dialogue with it, because those sound mostly from primitive village. You need to have a new technology mind, actually new knowledge of a scientific mind, actually, to handle this raw materials. It's the same thing like you are, if you're minded, industrial scientist, if you dig in deep earth, find something very interesting, very interesting stone, very interesting oil, very interesting liquid. And you have to pay some attention with the new knowledge. Same thing as art and music. When you find something very, very interesting, like why this tone is tritone, why the rhythm is like this, why the language, why this, everything associated with the new knowledge study. So that's why I always tell myself, you know, to find out where you came from is a better way to find your way to go.